Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends of all ages, what is going on? My name is Justin, this is Sports Sales and Coffee, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day, allowing me to enter your ear holes and tickle that beautiful brain of yours with a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge, and even some motivation that will hopefully help you reach and exceed your sales goal so you can bring in some fat ass commission checks, and you can bring in some new agreements, some renewed agreements, and just dominate. If you enjoy what you're listening to, and I really hope you do and you are, it'd mean the world to me if you could like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast. I'm told it helps with the algorithm so people can find me, but more importantly, you have been letting people know about me. You have been letting people know about the podcast and some of the ideas, and I get hit up by people, and I ask, hey, how'd you hear about the podcast? And usually it's, oh, I heard it from so-and-so. They told me from a different industry. Or, you know, my manager put it out, or I was searching on Google. But I love the ones when you're like, oh, someone told me about it. It warms my heart, and I just want to thank you as a listener. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Everyone who listens, I just feel so blessed and so humbled. Because when I started, I just didn't think anyone was going to listen. I don't know. I just didn't think so. But you're listening now. So it means the world. So thank you. Thank you so much. And I'd love to be friends. Hit me up on social media at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok, at SSC_podcast on Twitter, Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn. Or if you want, hit me up on email, sportssalescoffee on Gmail at gmail.com. I will have everything in my bio, so you can just click it, copy paste, hit me up, slide in my DMs. I will get back to you. And if you have any, you know, questions or thoughts or ideas for an episode, I'd love to hear about it. So that's what that DM button is for. Hit me up. I hope all is well. I hope this summer is going well for you. I hope you're enjoying it. If you're able to kind of, you know, do something fun. I know it's tough with still COVID and everything going on in the world right now. And I hope you're staying safe. If you're going to protest, I hope you're staying safe. I hope, you know, because it's crazy. You've seen the COVID numbers skyrocket and everything is just so on edge. So please be safe. Your safety is very, very important. And, you know, together we can move forward and we can get better. And I think again, to kind of go over the episode a few weeks ago, I've seen positive change of what I've seen kind of from a distance. And I think it's good. I don't think we would see those changes maybe 5 years ago. And now we're seeing a lot more. You know, we're seeing people step up and make these changes. And I think that's very good. And we're on our way. And again, it's not going to be fixed tomorrow. It's not going to be fixed next week. But it's something that if we're all acknowledging it, that there is an issue, which I think is happening, then we can pushed away to fix that issue. Because the first step in fixing something is realizing that it's broken, that it's not okay. So I don't know, that's what I'm seeing from the future, not from the future, that's what I'm seeing, and hopefully the future looks a lot brighter. In my eyes it does, and I think it's you know, we're moving forward through all this. I mean, if you would have put a gun to my head and said, tell me the sport you think would handle, you know, racial injustice the best, I don't think NASCAR would have came to the front of my mind. But they're absolutely killing it. They're doing such a good job. And I know there might be, you know, there's the thing going around with Bubba and how it's the hoax. I don't believe that. I think it was a miss. You know, if the FBI says it wasn't really necessarily a hate crime, I don't know. I mean, but the noose was in his garage, and maybe it was there for a few years, and maybe it was just random that he got that bay. I don't know if you call it that, but like he was in that spot. And out of, I think it was out of the 40 plus, they all had regular ones. His was the only one. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But I think the gesture of everyone coming together, standing with him, just did a lot. I think getting rid of the Confederate flags was great. And I think they're handling it very, very well. And I don't think it was a hoax. I don't think it was something that Bubba had something. Also, Bubba's just fun to say. But like, I don't think Bubba had anything to do with it. I don't think he like set it up or anything like that. I don't believe that bullshit. I just don't. And I think they're handling it. I think they're handling it great, and we're moving in the right direction. And also, sport, it looks like sports are coming back. It looks like the NBA has a plan in place. I know there's some players that are going to sit out. I respect their decision. I back their decision. Again, I'm probably not the most qualified person to talk about this. I don't know. I understand what they're saying. You know, I understand what they're saying, and how the NBA season and the playoffs could be a distraction for people not going out to protest or not making that push because they have something to turn their brain off. They have that release with the NBA playoffs. So I don't know. I see both sides of the story. I think they can use the platform that they have or what they're going to have to bring up the issues and talk about it, and hopefully like the players union can maybe make some things where they're interviewing someone at each half, or coaches, or there has to be 3 commercials that are played that the NBA produces about racial injustice, and you know, talking about that or using that platform as well. But I see both sides of the story. You know, if a player wants to sit, I'm fully behind them. I know there's been a couple players that have opted out because of family concerns. Avery Bradley had one. I believe his son has some asthma, or can have some trouble breathing. So he didn't think he was going to make the cut to get into the bubble, as they're calling it now. So he decided that, you know, he doesn't want to be away from his kids for 3 months, and he also wants to fight for social justice. And I believe, you know, I loved David Bradley when he was on the Celtics. I think he's a very, very smart guy. I was very sad when he left. Great 3-and-D guy. I was bummed that he kind of took a downslide in Detroit and then picked it back up when he was in Memphis. And then he that's a big loss for the Lakers. With him not there, but I agree with that. Trevor Ariza, some family stuff. So, you know, I like how the NBA is handling it. You know, if you want to sit out, that's your decision. You're not going to get penalized for it, and it's not going to affect. So if you had a 3-year deal, this is what I understand. If I'm wrong, hit me up, let me know. But how I understand, if you had a 3-year deal, this was the first year of your 3-year deal, you decided to opt out, you still have 2 years left. They're not going to like cut you from the team. This is not like a fireable offense if you opt out. So I agree with that. I think it's great. It looks like baseball is coming back. The major leagues are coming back. 60-day schedule. Spring training is going to happen at their own facilities. It is what it is. I think you still gotta worry about COVID. And my big question is, you know, let's say LeBron catches it, and I hope he doesn't. You know my feeling about LeBron. I hate him as a player. Think he's a great person. But let's say LeBron gets it, and they're in the playoffs. Do the Lakers just forfeit that series, or do they move it without LeBron, but the other players can play, or do they have to quarantine the whole players? Because basketball is a physical sport. I mean, you're pretty close to someone, especially if you're in the post. I mean, they're going to breathe on you. You're going to, you know, exchange sweat. It's just, that's the name of the game. So I wonder what their plan is on that. Or do you postpone it? I have no idea. No idea. At this point in sports, I'm happy I'm not a GM somewhere. I'm not, I'm not a commissioner of a league. Because those are some really big, big questions. It is what it is. But baseball's coming back. Minor league still up in the air. Not sure. But I saw that some collegiate teams are pushing forward with their season. They're going to do some stuff for some, you know, collegiate summer baseball. And more power to them. Hopefully it's great. Hopefully everyone's safe and healthy and moves forward. And that's kind of my 2 cents. And over the week, I've been grinding paint and painting handrails and doing jobs that need to get done. I wish I was making calls for tickets. I wish I was trying to sell sponsorship and single game sponsorships and everything under the sun, but I'm not. I got paint all over me in green, and after this I probably got to take a shower, or I might get lazy and just say, you know what, I'm painting tomorrow anyway. I'll just, whatever, it is what it is. But we'll go from there. We'll go from there. So I appreciate the hell out of you. Thank you so much for letting me ramble for that. 10 minutes. Almost 10 minutes. This probably is 10 minutes. But let's just jump into it. I know a couple episodes ago I talked about the sales process. And I wanted to reiterate some of it in this episode, episode 98, which is crazy, 98 episodes. But I want to talk about not taking shortcuts. And I think it's really something easy to do. You can get complacent. You can kind of be drinking your own sauce, your own juice. Think that, you know, your shit doesn't stink. You could think it's already in the bag. You can get in your own head and say, I got this, man. Don't worry about me, baby. You can't do that. You can't be cutting corners. You can't be taking shortcuts to try to jump steps to get to the end. The process is set up in a way where it, you know, you check off the boxes and you got to make sure that you have them all in order. And it's not because it's like, oh, this is the process, what it works. But no, it's set up for a reason. And I think everyone has that. And it's built, you're building a trust, you're building a foundation to build on. And when you jump steps and when you take shortcuts to try to get the quick close, you're going to lose in the long run. You might lose out some information where then it's tougher if you present the idea to them. They say no, it's going to be tougher then for you to pivot because you're not going to have the information to what to pivot to. It might die right there. The sale might be like, nope, book closed, done. If you never talked about groups and your whole conversation was about season tickets and then you got to the price point and you presented and the client says, oh, no, you know what? It's not going to work. I can't come to all 12 games. It doesn't make sense. I'm not coming. Goodbye. If you were talking and building strategic rapport and you were asking questions, you found out that person is the coach of their son's football team. You can pivot from the season tickets to the groups. You can pivot to maybe a 3-game plan because you talked about how they usually come to 2 games every year. And by coming to that third, it's a discounted price and blah, 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 blah. You can pivot from that, but you need your information ahead of time. So you got to make sure you're asking your questions. You're making sure you're building strategic rapport so you can gain all this knowledge. And basically is, for me, and this is why I plan on trying to take the steps each time I do, is because when a door closes, I want there to be a window open. I still want to sneak back into that house of sale to try to get them there. I don't want the door to be slammed in my face and that's it. And I put my hands up and say, okay, I'm done. Goodbye. I want to have every opportunity I can to try to make this close. And I'm not going to close them all. I'm not going to close them all. If I was going to close them all, I don't think I'd be doing this podcast. I'd be the greatest salesman of all time. I'd be rich, and I would be super rich because I could sell anything to anyone. But that doesn't work. But by getting the most information and by taking the steps and by presenting properly, by gathering information, by going in for the close, you got to take these steps. By cold calling and setting the meeting and everything. And it's easy to jump steps. It's easy to get in the conversation, start building regular rapport. You look at the time, you say, oh shit, I just been talking for 20 minutes about the new Denzel Washington movie. Or I was talking about how I saw Dark Phoenix on HBO and Dark Phoenix sucked. And I'm a big superhero fan and Dark Phoenix was just not good. And you hope that Fox gives up on the X-Men and lets Marvel take it back so they can actually turn it into something awesome than what it was, because it was bad. I didn't like it. It didn't make sense. That's not how Jean Grey became the Phoenix. She didn't get something from outer space into her and made her super powerful. She was always like that. And Professor X put something in her mind to stop. I'm getting upset because it was a bad movie. But again, I don't want to talk about that for 20 minutes with a prospect. And then I realize, oh shit, I haven't talked about anything. I told you this was a 30-minute meeting. And now I'm rushing through everything. And I'm just going to jump from rapport all the way to presentation. I don't know shit about you. I don't know nothing about you. I don't have any idea of what the best fit is. I'm not presenting an opportunity to you. I'm trying to sell you like a sleaze bag. If you're taking shortcuts and you're going from the second step to the last step, you're going to miss out. You're not going to have it. Now, this isn't me saying that if someone calls you and says, "Hey, Justin, my name's Carol, and I want to buy 100 tickets to a game," I'm taking Carol's money, I'm selling her the tickets, and we're moving on. That's different. That's a call-in. What I'm talking about with shortcuts is that if someone's calling, if I'm calling them, if I'm the one who's initiating the conversation, it's a little different when they're initiating the conversation. Not so much if they're calling to get information, then you go in your sales process and you go through everything, but more in fact of that you're the one that took it. You cold called them. You called them out of the blue. They did not expect to meet, you know, to call you. You set the meeting. You went in. Blah, 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 blah. It's you're making that initial call. And if you're trying to jump steps and get to the back of the line or get to the front line as fast as possible, it's not going to work out for you. It might in the short run, but you're not building this foundation. You're not getting all the information you can with the opportunity to upsell, with the opportunity to overcome these objections of because you don't know anything about them. That you might present, you know, the price of your season tickets to them. And you might present the price of, yes, this is how much it costs to have a picnic at the ballpark for XYZ. And that they might get that sticker shock. And they might get the sticker shock because you're not working them through the steps. Why is it $35 a ticket? Well, it's because food is included and that's your ticket and it's a parking pass. I'm making this up. That's why. So $35 on top for a 100-person group, $3,500 might look like a lot for, you know, the group itself. And they're like, oh man, that's a lot. But if you understand and you're bringing them value and you're working every step with them, so you're explaining why it's $35, what's the value, what your employees can do, they're going to then see the value. And then they might still have sticker shock, but then you can come back if you're asking the right questions. Again, this hypothetical sales call that I just made up in my head, early in the conversation, he's, you know, the owner of the company, he said, Joe Smith said that he doesn't want to work at a company outing. He wants to go and have fun and have everything taken care of. This is why it's $35, Joe. This is why I pitch it to you. Because we're taking care of the food. We're taking care of the parking. We're taking care of XYZ. All you got to do is show up, kiss some babies, shake some hands, have fun. That's why. And you said it. This is what you want. This is why I presented this price to you. You can back up why you're presenting what you're presenting. If you're asking the questions and if you're gathering information and you're finding the pain and you're building rapport because then you know about their business and what they like. If you're doing these steps, you're going to get that information so you can have a conversation with them when an objection comes up or when you want to pivot into, oh yeah, groups, no. What about season tickets? No. What about a couple mini game plans? Oh, what about sponsorship? You can pivot when you have information. If you're just taking shortcuts, you don't get any information. You're not seeing anything. You don't have anything to fall back on if the original plan that you pushed dies. So don't jump steps. Don't take shortcuts to get to the end. We all want to get to the close. The close is the fun part. The close is why we're all salespeople, because we get the endorphins bubbling in. We get the rush of signing agreement and getting someone in, getting a new partner, and we love that feeling. I love that feeling. I thrive off that feeling. I want that feeling. If I could bottle up that feeling and put it into an energy drink, I'd put Red Bull out of business in 3 days, because that's the greatest feeling in the world. You know what I mean? You don't need to do drugs if you sell something every day because you get that high. You know, it's just, I love that feeling, but I can't jump steps and try to get there soon because it doesn't make sense for me. It doesn't make sense for the prospect because I might miss a very big part, a big chunk in what they want. You know what I mean? You might put them in a wrong section and you might never know that she, the decision maker, hates sitting on the third base side because she feels uncomfortable, like I do. I feel uncomfortable on the third base side. I would never want to sit on the third base side of a ballpark that doesn't have a netting because I feel like I'm going to get a ball into my teeth. You call me a wimp. I just don't like it. I don't have the reflexes. That's why I'm not in the major leagues. I don't have the reflexes to catch a ball coming off the bat at 100 miles an hour. Me pulling my hand, catching it. No, I'm taking that in the face. I'm ruining my mouth. My teeth are gone. I'm looking like a hillbilly. Like, I can't do that. And that might be a very big part of her decision on where, if this is a good plan or not. She might get upset, but I'm not sitting on third base. And then you have to almost start from the beginning that you got to move to the first base. Or, you know, the area you picked for her you thought was great, but she feels uncomfortable because of foul balls. You got to figure that out. And how you figure that out is by taking the steps and moving along. And the close is a lot easier. It's a lot easier when you take those steps, because then you understand why you're pitching what you're pitching. And when you understand what you're pitching, I mean, you understand, but when you understand this is the reason I'm pitching, you can communicate that with the prospect. They can understand it, and then you're going to hopefully get a yes out of there. It's going to give you the best chance to get a yes. So don't be taking shortcuts. Don't be trying to jump to get the close. We all want the close. We all want it. It's the best feeling. That's why we're in sales. We want that. But you can't jump ship, and you can't jump and get there. You just can't. You got to move along. And listen, I've tried to jump steps before. It has bit me in the ass. It's been a waste of time. Because maybe I felt like I needed to close early. I had this, and this is the one that comes to mind. And I remember this is, I was working in uniforms. And I went in, I needed to close bad. I needed to close like... I needed to close so bad. I was hurting. I was struggling. I needed a sale. So I started getting aggressive. But not smart aggressive, stupid aggressive. And I remember there was a hotel by the airport that said, oh yeah, we'll talk. And oh yeah, our contract is up in about 6 months with your competitor. Right there. I said, perfect. And instead of me working the steps and making sure they had some pain and what their issue was and why they'd be willing to switch and what was the problem with their current provider to let them know they could have a conversation with me. I didn't do that. I asked a couple questions. Then I presented my idea. And they were like, no. Oh, honey, no. We don't want that. Because I was the most, mine costed more. And they're like, we actually don't have an issue with our supplier right now. So it was a waste of time for me to present to them and take the time out of my day. Even though, you know, I was there probably for an hour and a half, 2 hours. It was a waste of time for me because they weren't going to switch anyway. And I didn't do that because I was too aggressive. And I said, I got to jump to the close. Jump. No. No, they were not a qualified prospect. They were not going to do anything with me. And I would have found that out if I asked the questions I needed to early in the process. But I didn't because I wanted that close. It happens. I bet if you rack your brain, you can think of something where you try to jump, you know, jump early and try to get that close. Maybe you came off a little aggressive. Maybe you, I'm sorry. Maybe you... you know, jumped the gun a little bit too much and then kind of scared them. So they kind of had to fall back and they were like, whoa, no thank you. So don't be taking shortcuts. Follow the steps, follow the process, work your process. But make sure you're hitting at each step. And it might be a really quick one. Some might be quicker than others. You know, overcoming objections. They might not have one. But if you ask that question and you give them that time that they can present one, that's what you got to do. You can go through steps pretty quick, but don't be jumping them completely to try to get to the close. Don't be taking shortcuts. But again, if someone calls you and says, hey, I want to give you $5,000, you take that $5,000, you run, and then you figure it out. But no, come on, realistically. But don't be taking shortcuts. I said it 1,000 times this episode. I'm saying it a bunch more because I think it's something really, really important. It's something I have to keep in my head, something I have to keep telling myself that, Justin, don't be taking shortcuts. Because if you're taking shortcuts, you're not building the foundation. You're screwing yourself. I hope all is well with you. I hope you're staying safe in your grinding. I think we're in a good trajectory to move forward. And that's what I can see. And again, I'm not the most qualified person to talk about it, but what I can see, I think some progress is being made. So I want to stay positive, look forward, and make sure that I'm changing things to myself to kind of make it happen. But yeah, follow me on social media at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. On TikTok, not Twitter, TikTok. On Twitter, I'm at SSC_podcast. On LinkedIn, Sports Sales Coffee. Or hit me up on email, sportssalescoffee@gmail.com. Slide in my DMs. Let me know your thoughts, your feelings, any questions you have. I will get back to you, I promise. Make sure you like, subscribe, smash that subscribe button, and leave a comment. If you haven't yet, leave a comment. It'd mean the world to me if you did. You can even be like, ballin'. Don't put that. I'm tired. This is a rough one. It's almost midnight. If you got the opportunity to, go sell something. Peace. I'll see you next time.